Many men today think that women are garden tools. Is this correct? Is this viewpoint correct? Everything from dating apps to OnlyFans and Instagram seems to confirm this, but is this really true? And how does this thought process affect you and your success with women? Because I'm going to tell you, if you have this thought process, if you believe that all women are garden tools, it is going to actually... So first of all, the truth is that most women are primarily looking for relationships. I know that it doesn't seem like this is true, but believe me, because I have coached many women, I have actually helped them with their dating apps, responding to guys. I'm seeing what they're texting. I'm seeing what their concerns are. They're saying, hey, how can I get this guy to not just want to have sex with me? He's just interested in sex. And I see the dilemma. A lot of women don't know how to handle these guys. And so they just go out on a date and they have sex with the guy to get the validation, hoping that the guy will want something more if they give it up to him. Now, again, you might be trying to do that, and that's fine. I'm not going to judge you. That's fine. I've done that plenty myself. But I want you to understand what the actual psychology is, because then you can decide how you're going to react to that instead of being this guy that's like, oh, all women are garden hoes. You've heard it said that women are the gatekeepers of sex and men are the gatekeepers of relationship. And that is very, very true. Women are trying to trade sex for relationship and men are trying to trade relationship or devotion for sex. Our strategy is to indicate that there's going to be something more so that she'll give it up. And then women's strategy is to hold it out if they're smart in order to get a guy looped into a relationship. Now, a lot of women aren't doing it the right way. They don't understand how to actually hook a guy. In fact, I did a talk at a conference that was for women, and I talked about how to nab a top 5% guy. You need to understand the idea that she's not only yours, it's only your turn. This only applies for weak men, but if you're a high value man and you understand women and you understand how to deal with a woman in a relationship, she's gonna wanna be with you because that's what women are primarily looking for. When you look at what men are primarily looking for, they're a lot of times looking for novelty. They want to have a high notch count because that is a status symbol. It's a badge of honor. For women, it's the opposite, right? So if you think about this, when you think about all women are garden tools, it doesn't make sense with the actual objectives of men and women. What it also comes down to is that most men suck in bed. And this is something interesting. I wouldn't expect that 95% of guys suck in bed. With all the information out here on the internet and all the techniques and things like that, you would think that men would be better at that. In fact, to alleviate this problem, I actually created a lesson in the Bulldog Mindset membership. You can check it out here on how to give good oral sex, how to be basically a beast in the bedroom. I've got a lesson on that as well. And I guarantee you, if you watch that, if you follow that, you will probably be the best sex that a woman has ever had. But go check that out. Just click the link in the description if you want to check that out. Now, what about women who really are garden tools? Usually what it comes down to is seeking validation, okay? Deep insecurities. That's what drives women to behave and act that way. It's not because that's what they actually want. The majority of women are not looking for that. They're looking for relationships. So what they're doing a lot of times is they're getting validation through their sexuality. In fact, you should read a book. It's called Why Women Have Sex. It's a really good book. And in that book, it lists, I think, like 23 different reasons why women have sex. Everything from wanting a ride home, wanting to feel better, or making someone jealous. So there's a lot of reasons because women know that they can use their sexuality to get what they want out of life. That's why it can appear that all women are garden tools, and they might even act that way. But it's not the actual reality. And that's why I'm trying to give you this so you can understand what is actually driving women that are acting in that way so that you can understand how, if you want to be one of the guys that she has sex with, you can be that guy. Or if you want to be one of those guys that actually has a long-term relationship with a woman, you can be that guy as well. So you can't just toss it out and say all women are like this or all Western women are like this. It's not going to help you. It's not going to benefit you. And instead, you have to look at the psychology and say, okay, how can what I know help me instead of being butthurt about it. I see so many guys that are angry, that are upset. You can't control that, okay? Society tells women, basically, that they can sell their sexuality for things, and they should. They're easy to identify. You see them on Instagram, you see them on OnlyFans, and even still, they still want what most women want. They just have bought into this idea that they can sell themselves and their sexuality. And what's propping that up? It's men. It's men that are liking their photos, that are basically accepting this kind of behavior from them and giving that validation out, right? By the way, guys, if you like this video, make sure you click the like. I'm trying to figure out some ways to really boost up some of these videos. So hit the like. And if you want to hit that thanks button, if it shows up for you, because that will also help boost this video to guys that need to hear this. The key thing to understand here is that women are not garden tools. But what is smart is to think about, like I said, how society frames things, right? And so when you think about women's objectives in general as trying to get the right man and trying to look for relationships, in that path of doing that, there's multiple roads that they're going to go. One is going to be frustrated, feeling like there's no guy out there. And so they want to just have sex. So they're going to have sex. And so they're going to rotate through different guys because most guys suck in bed. So that's one mechanism that could be at work there. Another one is that they've realized that they can cash in on this. They're like, okay, well, I can cash in on my sexuality. I can make guys like me. I can become popular. I can put myself out there and use that sexuality to make money. And that's a way of getting validation in life, especially women that aren't that attractive. Some people say it was like a 4 or 5 and they put on makeup and they do all this stuff and they start getting all this attention from guys. It's addicting. Okay. A lot of men do a similar thing as well in a different way. Okay. Or you might have some women that are just out there that are dating lots of guys and they're easy because they don't realize that in order to get the right guy, that they need to actually not give it up all the time, that they need to be more discerning because they feel like by doing that, that they're going to get the validation from a guy and he's going to like them more. And they just keep on repeating that same mistake again. They're like, oh, I really want to get this high value guy. And so they end up sleeping with that guy. And then he ends up moving on because he has a lot of options. And then the process repeats over and over again, instead of that woman learning how to actually deal with that guy to actually build attraction and make him actually seek out a relationship, because she's just giving him what he wants right away. So this is the psychology of it. And I'm coming at this from the perspective of both coaching men and women. All right. So that's why I want to give you this knowledge. I'm not trying to white knight, not trying to defend women or do any of that stuff. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help you to understand what's actually going on so you can actually understand, okay, what are women trying to do in general? Okay. And what are some of the pitfalls that they're making along the way? And then what is your objective? Okay. And so whatever you want to do, whether you want to be a guy that goes out there and picks up women and gets laid or whatever, that's fine. You can do that. That's totally fine. I'm not judging you on that, but I'm just saying that if you have this mindset of all women are garden tools, it's not going to help you in achieving that goal. If you have a goal of finding a good woman and starting a family and you're frustrated because you feel like all women are garden tools, that's also not going to help you, because if you understand exactly what they're trying to do, then you can align your strategy instead of just having that mindset of all women are garden tools, all Western women are trash. If you think that, then you're not gonna be able to figure anything out. You're not gonna be able to help yourself, and you're not gonna be able to actually achieve what you want. If you like this video, click that like button. I'd appreciate it.